Tom Hanchett is thought of as Charlotte's historian, but his actual title is staff historian for the Levine Museum of the New South in Uptown Charlotte. Since 1999, he's witnessed, documented, and told Charlotte's story for the museum. Hanchett recently announced that he'll be giving up his full-time post. That doesn't mean he'll stop working, though. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia spoke with Hanchett about his tenure in Charlotte.
When Hanchett first arrived in 1981, Charlotte didn't seem like the most ideal place for a historian.
People told me, oh, you're interested in history. You don't want to be here. You want to be in Charleston. You want to be in Williamsburg. That got me annoyed. And when you're annoyed, you dig in. And of course, Charlotte has a history. People just hadn't appreciated it.
Hanchett's work focuses on explaining Charlotte's place in the New South. That's the post-Civil War era leading up to the present. He helped design the centerpiece of the Levine Museum, an exhibit called Cotton Fields to Skyscrapers. It documents Charlotte's rise from a largely textile community through its civil rights struggles and the spread of banking. And in a city whose history is at times hard to see, it recreates the flavor of the past, like a one-room tenant farmer's house or an early Belk department store.
You know, it's a blessing and a curse. We tear down old stuff. It's a city that can break your heart if you're interested in the historic built environment.
But some of those neighborhoods have kept a lot of the old buildings. Hanchett loves the chance to leave the museum to guide walking tours of areas like Noda, Plaza Midwood, and Biddleville. And even the neighborhoods where very few hints of the past remain.
So here we are in the middle of historic Second Ward, and it doesn't look particularly historic. We're in the middle
of a parking lot. To describe a past that's hard to see means being able to tell both an accurate and compelling story. He's often hit up by reporters for his ability to do so. He laid out the history of the Brooklyn neighborhood that once inhabited the city center for WFAE last year.
Folks who are moving into the area just see parking lots and government buildings, but African Americans whose families are from this area see a history of pride and a history of heartbreak.
The predominantly black neighborhood was demolished in Charlotte's urban renewal period in the 60s. It was a vibrant community full of homes, businesses, a school, and included one of the first free black libraries in the South.
I'm thankful to Hanchett, who will not let that story be shoveled under like all the houses that got demolished during that period.
That's former Mayor Harvey Gantt.
Well, he helps us to remember it, and that's very important to my children and grandchildren, who absolutely would have a hard time identifying where those neighborhoods were. It is so easy for us to believe that we're going to become full-blown this great city without any understanding of where we have been.
One of the first people to welcome Hanchett to town in the 80s was Dan Morrill. He's the director of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Historic Landmarks Commission.
Tom has always had a spark of youthfulness in him. Tom's he's a very, very engaging and positive person. I think the world of Tom Hanchett.
Hanchett still sees the need to tell Charlotte's story, and that includes educating people on what's going on now in Charlotte. Part of that is introducing people to different parts of the city that they may not find on their own.
This is Senia Martinez, and I'm one of the owners at Las Delicias Bakery.
Her Mexican bakery in East Charlotte is one of those places. Hanchett and his wife lead food tours throughout the city.
Being able to bring all the different areas of Charlotte together, that essentially, you know, makes all of us a community, not just East Charlotte or Valentine or Uptown. It's basically Charlotte as a community. And I think he has done a really good job at doing that.
Hanchett won't exactly retire. He still plans to work for the Levine Museum part-time for a while, but also do more community engagement activities like this. Once he fully retires, he'll go from being a historian tied to a museum to a historian at large. For this interview, I asked Hanchett to meet me at his favorite place in Charlotte. We met on the campus of the historically black school, Johnson C. Smith University.
We're looking up at Biddle Hall, the tower you can see from all over Charlotte.
It's an impressive brick Victorian building built by African Americans in the 1880s, when Charlotte was just a small town. But when Hanchett first set eyes on the campus, he says it gave the appearance that it was a struggling place.
Now the birds are singing and the trees are in flower. Biddle Hall renovated under President Ron Carter recently. It's just a beautiful place to be.
This campus, he says, much like Charlotte, has evolved since he first arrived in the 80s. Hanchett now sees Charlotte investing in its future, partly by reinvesting in its past. To a historian, that's progress and a job worth doing. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.